Well, welcome to the sixth audio in this course, and be sure you've got some A4 paper and some different coloured pens just to create notes as you go along. This is a very, very powerful course. This will enable you to shift, bend, if you like, your reality and create pretty much any effect you want in your life. And, you know, if you're understanding the principle of cause and effect, you realize there's no point whatsoever. The most idle thing you can do in life is to blame other people, because your physical reality is a mere reflection of what's been going on in your inner state. And to illustrate that, I said, imagine you've gone to somewhere, anywhere, you know, where there's two people playing a game of chess. So they're sitting opposite one another. And what you see on that chessboard is simply a representation of what's going on in their inner state. And in the last audio, I approached the whole idea from the esoteric hermetic tradition. Okay, but what we found was that we'd got a pyramid, and the long bottom of it was full of unenlightened people. At the top, we'd got a very few enlightened people, and basically they're just using their enlightenment to kick everyone else around. So here we're going to approach the thing from the complete opposite. So if we'd been playing black as chess, now we're going to play white, okay? So there is one simple reality that is the so-called enlightenment. And of course, it's free of charge for everyone, and everyone should know it. And the main reason why everyone doesn't know it is the few at the top of that triangle spend all the money and influence they have keeping everyone else in the dark. They throw things like media and entertainment and medicine and food shortages and, isn't it terrible, at people all the time. And if you're wise, you completely avoid all of that in your life, even, you know, ritual, sports, everything. Every single thing is, you know, designed to distract you from one simple reality, which is the enlightenment, if you like. And so I'm just going to tell you that now. Now, if we just go back to the one for a second, I did say your reality is your state of what you accept and what you do not. And I illustrated that by saying, if you go to the mirror, you won't reflect a smile until you smile. So you smile and the mirror will smile back at you. And in other words, your inner state will give you the physical reality. So what I find really important is that concept of what I accept and what I do not. So in earlier audios, I wanted to push the boundaries out a bit, and I said, how do you know people do not travel back and forwards in time? You don't actually know. You know, mapping is science fiction. We don't actually know what the surface of the world consists of or looks like. And once you start to broaden these understandings, you begin to realize that your world can be so much bigger, and it isn't a case of blaming other people and everything is everyone else's fault. If you just take it on board that almost everything is your fault and you can do something about it, and the way to do something about it is you work on shifting your inner state. So here's the enlightenment. You, powerful creator. You say, well, I don't create anything. Well, you've got some grass outside. Is it long grass or is it short grass? If you've taken some effort to cut the grass, you now have a lawn as opposed to a wilderness. So you are your powerful creator. You made a decision. You carried it out. And now you have a lawn. Personally, I prefer wilderness. But, you know, if you want lawn, go get lawn, right? It's really important for you to understand you are your own authority and there is no one above you. Now, if you believe in God, God's above you. If you don't believe in God, you're at the top of the tree, Okay, if you believe in God, you're just working with the creator source in your life. So that's it really. You can go now and just get everything done, right? So the tip top of the Enlightenment and the you know the huge amount of energy which is, you know, thrown out to distract the masses is to get them away from the fact that they are the creator of their own reality. They can't see that if they go up to a mirror, there's no smile until they smile. When they smile, it's reflected back. So let's have a look at this, you know, from a very simplistic viewpoint, and then we'll go and get the toolkit out and start to create it in your life. Imagine that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do not destroy the temple. Nourish the temple. Keep breathing. Never expect to wind down. Why would you? And if you living forever is an inconvenience for the people around you, I mean, it could well be an inconvenience to your children because they're just waiting for you to die so they can sell your house and then they'll have a bit more money to splaff up the wall. And so it's often considered rather inconsiderate if you continue to live forever because your children don't inherit anything. And so if that is going to be a serious inconvenience in your family life, all you've got to do is to stage your own death and move on. There's nothing stopping you from doing that. There's nothing stopping you from going and getting whatever thing it is you want and taking it away. Nothing. There's only a concept of morality which works through the erroneous idea of guilt. And that's all about you, naughty little kid, go and sit in the corner, spank, 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 or you can't have your ice cream tonight, or you can't play with Dolly, or whatever. You know, it's been ingrained over many, many, many repetitions over many years, and it's called morality. It's a falsehood. It doesn't actually exist. You only imagine that it exists. You can just go anywhere you like, pick up whatever you like, and take it with you, right? So what I'm trying to say is get through that problem, which is all these imaginary things like guilt, sin, you know, anything like that. It's all just an imaginary falsehood, illusion. Don't let any of it hold you back, right? If living forever inconveniences the people around you, just state your own death and move on, because nobody has the right to take your life away from you, since that's all you have and that's all you are. When you're dead, you don't really exist anymore, do you? I know it's a lot easier when you don't exist anymore, but it's irresponsible. So now that you've stopped blaming other people and you realise it's all down to you, you're not going to be irresponsible anymore. So you'll want to live forever. You can do and be anything. Just accept no limits. All you've got to do is to choose to live forever. All you have to do is keep breathing. Don't anticipate a sell-by date. Don't wind down. Don't get ill. Don't pander to the masses. And again, if it is a big inconvenience, just state your own death and move on. What excites you? What truly pulsates you? What makes you throb with excitement and gets you up in the morning? That's right. It's not sex, is it? Because you did that before you went to bed. Anything that will excite you to get up and jump out of bed in the morning and get to it with, you know, pulsating dynamic excitement, get some more of that in your life. If you have physical problems, you know, which need healing, try silver. It's nature's one size fits all healer. Know thy enemy, know thyself, nourish thyself. That's not just what you eat, it's what you think. expand thyself, accept that maybe time travel is possible. Maybe there are dinosaurs in next door's garden. Go and have a look. Or are they in the next door garden? Or when you went to have a look, they might have just escaped and then gone into somewhere else. You can't be sure. Unlimit thyself. So give yourself the best platform on which to perform. Assume that your body is the temple. The spirit lives in the temple. Do not destroy the temple. Choose to live forever. If it inconveniences people, just state your own death and move on, because you don't need them and they don't need you. They just want your house value so they can splaff it up the wall and get nothing back for it. You just don't need those type of people in your life, even if you, you know, caused them to exist in the first place. So constantly I have, you know, sheets of A4 paper around, and I've got pens and I'm writing notes and asking questions, and I sort some of them out later in the day, later in the week. Sometimes I make audios out of them. And I'm constantly asking, what do I really want? And I ask that every day because it might change a little bit. You know, what do I really want? And when I'm out and about, which isn't that often, I ask myself, what's really going on here? Not just what's going on here, but what's really going on here? Okay, and I ask that at the chessboard as well. What's really going on here? You know, what is the potential? Where are the points of stress? Where's the tension building up? Now, I personally choose to stay at home a great deal, and many weeks it's as much as 5 days out of the 7. I choose to stay at home in order to limit my permutations of distraction. So in order to nourish, expand and unlimit myself, I choose to limit my permutations of distraction. So in other words, if I'm at home in a controlled environment that I have designed, I can then get on with my thinking, my writing, my studying, my performance practice and so on. So I have, you know, certain things I like to excel at. And one of those obviously is wine tasting. So I give myself a good platform to taste some wines. And I usually start at about 6-7 o'clock in the evening, unless it's a beautiful, hot, summer, sunny day, in which case I probably start at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'll get through twice as much wine by doing that. Okay, so don't limit yourself unless you choose to, you know, create certain parameters in order that you unlimit yourself. Sometimes just knocking out the distractions is what we need to become superpower. Okay, why wouldn't you want to become superpower? Remember, if your existence inconveniences other people, just state your own death and move on, because no one has the right to deny you limitless life. Choose to live forever. Create win-win. So let everything that you want to do, apart from obviously playing a game of chess, we definitely don't want a win-win there. I mean, sometimes we agree to a draw, but it is pretty limp. All right, so that's one area in which you don't want to do this. But usually just try and create win-win so that you get a great result and the other person gets a great result as well. Understand absolutely there is no lack, right? If you experience lack, go elsewhere, right? If Sainsbury's has no eggs, get hens. Be yourself, do as you want, when, where, how. Learn to sew your own clothes and be a little bit individual in how you look. You don't have to be a carbon copy of everyone else. The main concept is to be. So just say to yourself, I am. I have a card which is the first one I read every day. It says, I am, therefore. Or in other words, everything I experience comes from my inner will. My ability to decide what's going to happen. And so little actually does happen in my life because I limit myself. So only 2 days of the week I go out and do stuff. And the other 5 days I'm more or less completely alone. Don't talk to anyone unless I'm talking to you like this. And I just tap into my inner interests and strengths and understanding. Over time, you become, whether you mean to or not. So no young man decides they're going to become a grandfather. They just jump into bed with the first available girl. But over time, they become grandfather. It's a compounding effect. And wherever you are in life is a compounded effect of where you've been in life. Right. Now, in the last audio, we were talking about the esoteric idea where there's seven cosmic principles. And the most important of those is correspondence, as within, so without. The environment around you is the bricks and your will is the architect. You get to choose how the bricks go up and what they build. But in this audio, we're discussing something quite different, that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit is your will and you, powerful creator. There's no one above you in terms of authority. So you don't wear someone else's clothes. You don't sit in someone else's chair. That's very important. So no public transport, sorry. You don't eat someone else's food. Difficult, but worth trying. You don't blame other people. You don't read newspaper headlines. You don't go for other people's entertainment. It's okay to go for course materials like this, where you're actively expanding yourself by learning new principles of how to shift your state, okay? But in general, just, you know, vapid entertainment, learn a musical instrument, entertain yourself, okay? I'm here alone 5 days a week and I never lack for entertainment. I've bought myself a little set of cards. They're very beautiful. They're an artist has drawn weasel, wood mouse, kingfisher, peregrine falcon, pine marten, mallard, common frog, mute swan, badger, etc. And there's two of each card and I put them out over a surface and then I play that memory game where you have to pick up the cards and see how quickly you can get the pairs. You pick up a card, you pick up another card, you mentally register what they are and then you put them face back again, yes? So you keep doing that, you know, and see how quickly you can pair off all those cards. So the next time you pick up a card, you say, oh, one of those and one of those. And last time I picked up one of those. So you put them face down again. Then you pick up the one that you saw the duplicate of. And then you try and remember where the duplicate is. And when you've got them, you pop them to one side. And you've left a hole then in the grid of what you created. And it's best to do it as randomly as you can, okay? Because your mind enjoys randomness like that. And that's why I always live in absolute chaos. You know, there's stuff's piled up all over each other because I remember exactly where in the pile of chaos I left something or other. Like just now, in order to create this course, I remembered that I'd written all the notes for it on a piece of paper. I remembered what shape the piece of paper was. And then I remembered vaguely where it was in the massive pile of chaos. And I went da 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 da. And the first one I pulled out was the sheet that I wanted out of probably hundreds of sheets of paper. Your mind loves randomness, but it creates order out of chaos. Okay. So have lots of little mind games to hand. Don't bother about what other people are thinking. You can do and be anything, accept no limits. And if your living forever does inconvenience anyone else, just state your own death and move on. And let's move on now to the toolkit. You, powerful creator, superpower, what you say goes, you're your own authority. Nobody's got the right to box you in. Nobody. Absolutely no one. Choose to live forever.